For reals.
For reals.
Three.
Let's do it.
Two. One and a half. One.
Dear Chicago. Six. Drove to Chicago.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to Holesies, Halfsies, and Fullsies.
Nunsies.
Nunsies. Nunsies.
Fuck me.
Are you inviting the listeners to?
Fuck. You? This is Halfsies.
This is Holesies.
And this is Nunsies.
So you guys, this is episode 423, correct?
That is correct. And today is June 11th, 2012. This is a Monday.
It's a Monday, which is awkward because we've been recording on Wednesdays, supposedly.
We have.
I'm the only person at this table without cute headphones on now.
Yeah, but you got like, you know, nice, super professional ones.
Ones that Marissa got us.
Got you.
Got me.
Since no one else is allowed to wear them.
Yeah.
Don't touch them.
Hey, touch at least we have our own now instead of the ones that kept shedding all over
me.
Right.
James LeRoy.
Now I got cool orange ones.
So speaking of Melissa Miranda, Marissa, she contacted me.
Oh.
And she said we should be expecting something in the mail.
Is it a dildo?
Let
us know. Give us a
probably
call.
Not. it's an item she wants to use during Pride 48 because you know we're going to Pride 48.
Is it some of her product?
Oh, I wish. Wouldn't that be awesome?
No, I don't do that. I'm sorry.
Well, there's always a first time. It's medical. It's okay.
I wouldn't mind trying brownies.
No, I've held off for 25 years and
let's keep it going.
I'm so straight edge.
He's straight edge.
Yeah, I'm so straight edge.
It goes with your hipster look.
Right. Well,
what are you talking about?
Hipster.
I know.
Not really.
As Ricky air quotes it.
His other friends, when they dress hipster like, they call it the Bradley.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a Bradley outfit.
That's a Brad.
He's got his pants, you know, rolled up and.
Gross.
Yeah.
Doc shoes, gross. What else? Oh, colored jeans, gross. Like green jeans, right?
They're red.
They're red jeans.
Oh, whatever. I'm colorblind.
Yes, you are.
So you guys, this is like a busy, busy show today. We have like 7 phone calls to do. We have 2 5-star reviews to do. We have emails. We have messages from the website. We got some business to go over.
Well, then I think we should just jump right into it.
So let's. We have some Ask the Experts.
Let's get business done first.
What were you going to say, Brad?
I wasn't going to say anything.
Okay. Actually. So what are we going to do first?
Business.
Business?
Let's get out of the way.
All right. So we're going to Pride 48. We're going to do a little business, Pride 48 business.
Pride 48.
Yeah. So we're going to Pride 48. Well, I think it's the September 14th through the 16th. I'm actually going to be arriving the 12th and staying until the 17th.
And we're arriving the 13th?
We're arriving the Thursday night. Whatever that
night
is.
Late night, right?
Maybe.
Okay. And then we're going to be there all weekend. We actually have a listener from like Germany come to see us.
Germany.
Can you believe it?
I'm uber excited.
I know, right?
That's yeah, crazy. We'll be there the 13th through the 17th.
Okay, and I'm getting there on the 12th. Well, hopefully, healthy, non-sick Ricky will be there.
Yes, Bradley will be missing political science, math.
I like political silence better.
Political silence, statistics.
I wish they were silent.
Spanish 102. And physical science. Mm. Those are all the classes he'll be skipping.
Is it just regular statistics?
No, we're going after Thursday classes, and we're only missing Monday's classes.
Oh.
Just saying.
Stop fucking with his perfect attendance.
Shut. I need to get my gold star.
Yeah. We'll be seeing about that.
No, that's what's going to happen.
So you guys will be there for Pride 48. We're going to try to come up with something special. I guess we should start working on that
now. I think we're
going to
wing it again.
No. I would rather not do a show than have to sit there in front of those people. Right. Who's next?
What's happening?
So make sure you guys head out to do that. It's going to be great fun. We'll be staying at the Luxor again.
Mm-hmm.
That's the pyramid. You can go over to BigFattyOnline.com.
Big Fatty.
And get the code that you need. We have a fancy website, but not that fancy.
We could always put in the news on our new website.
Yeah, we could.
Do an actual news post.
We have a new... Well, we have one news post to say, leave us a 5-star review, which it worked for 2 people.
Holla what?
But you guys go visit the website. I don't know how many people have visited the website because we don't have a counter or anything like that. So let us know what you think of it, please.
Yeah.
We worked hard on it. Like a whole year.
Ta-da!
All right. What else do we have? Any other business? You guys, I have some more business. As everyone's reading iPods and phones. And
It's called Foul Monkey's Email.
I'm here by myself.
It's called Foul Monkey's Emails.
Oh my goodness. Did you know there is such a thing called pejazzling?
Yes, I read it in the red eye.
That's what I'm reading right now.
Yeah.
What? Taking a page from the popularity of vajazzling, the decoration of the male pubic area has become the latest trend in male grooming. It's also known as boyjazzling and manjazzling.
Yeah.
That is man nasty.
Right. Could you imagine what's going on down there?
Well, but apparently the prerequisite for that is the male Brazilian waxing.
Yeah.
A boyzillion consists of applying a numbing agent, powder, and subsequently tearing off strips of wax sheets to remove all hair around male genitalia. Depending on the frequency of the service, the results will last about 3 to 6 weeks.
I'm sorry, there is not a service good enough that they're going to be ripping hair off my balls. I don't think so. Mm-mm. Sorry.
How do you spell that? Manjazzling?
M-A-N-G-A-J-A-Z-Z-L-I-N-G. Though the bold title for this is P-Jazzling.
Right.
That's weird.
Some more business we have, you guys. We have some equipment that's really old here. It's working fine right now for some reason. Not for sure what's going on, but remember we do this for free for you guys every week and we don't ask for anything in return other than your social security number and your blood type.
Five-star reviews
and phone calls and whatever we need you to do. So just remember that. I think you can link to us on our PayPal on the website. If not, you can send us PayPal money by sending it to foulmonkeys@gmail.com. Wow, I feel so professional.
Why? Because you're asking people for money?
Make sure you listen to Stitcher Radio.
We're NPR, and now it's a pledge drive.
It's like listeners. It's from listeners like you that help keep Foul Monkeys going.
I like how that sounds. So what are we going to do next? Emails?
Nasty. This girl needs to shave more. She's getting that done.
No, I think we should... First, what the hell's been going on? I think we should talk.
Oh yeah,
touch on some topics
life
here.
Stuff going on too.
Because a lot's happened since the last time we saw you.
Mm-hmm.
What happened for us? Didn't we do something too? Or is that just all on prep it this week? That's all on prep it this week. No,
what
but
you got going on this week?
Well, no, you first. You went home.
Well, I went to Florida, you guys, and there were some bumps in the road, but it was actually nice to go home. It was so different than going home to Virginia because in Florida, I wanted to stay like another week and I would have been fine with that because I didn't get to go to the beach or anything like that. I was just really super fucking busy like talking with everyone and meeting up with everyone. The sad part is that we had a dinner at a Chinese restaurant with me and all my friends and like 7 of them got food poisoning.
Oh, that was exciting. That wasn't the podcasting dinner?
No. Oh, yeah. I went to the podcasting dinner.
Oh my God, so you have lots to talk about. Are we talking about first?
Let's do the podcasting dinner first. And then we get there. It was at the Wave Hotel the Wave Restaurant in the... What's the name of that hotel? The
I don't know.
The modern one. What is it? The Contemporary.
Okay.
And so we met up. There was a bunch of people there. There was like maybe like 17 or 20 of us there. It was hosted by the Pod Is My Co-Pilot crew.
Yes.
Each one of them sat at each table, so they weren't together. And then I got to see Miss Stone or Dr. West Stone or E. Pluribus Stone, whatever his name is now.
Hottie McPherson.
Hottie Stone.
Mm-hmm. Hot Stone.
He had his cute hair like split in the middle here and it was going like this. It was like totally like Matthew Perry, 1994. It was cute though.
What's that?
Let's see. I'm going to try to name some people off that I can remember. There was Drusilla Blow Me, Steve, Warren, Big Fatty, Bob from North Carolina, who's been a listener for a long time, and his partner. Sorry if I don't remember your partner's names. There was Rodan.
Tom and Terry were there.
Tom and Terry were there. And they're like, oh, we have to come all the way to Florida to see you. I'm like, yeah, we should really hang out more. I'm trying not to use real people's names. Rodan, Taffy, Taylor the Latte Boy. They were the three hosts. Oh my God, there was so many people there. I can't remember. Julian was there. Who else was at my table? Warren's sister was there. Cheryl. There were two other listeners. I can't remember their names. I'm sorry. I can't remember everybody, but it was pretty awesome. We had three tables. I had some corn chowder with bacon.
I love making
delicious.
That.
Delicious. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then I had some chicken breast with some rosemary shit on it. I don't know. And some cabbage. And then I had a blueberry corn muffin. It was delicious. And that's all that I had. I decided not to go to Gay Days the next day because I had way too much stuff to do in Lakeland. So I said goodbye to everybody and left.
Was there any drama?
No drama. Everybody got along. I know, right? There's a story, but I'll have to tell you about it later.
Oh, juicy.
Doesn't involve me.
Juicy, juicy.
Juicy and juicy.
So then I know that you had some dramatic experiences.
Yeah, I don't want to do negativity. We'll wait till the end to do that.
No, we'll wait for the second show.
Right.
We'll wait for the second show for the negative.
No, that's an even number show. We can't do negativity on an even number show.
You can't.
That's a rule.
No, it's not a rule.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
It's already a rule enough that we can end recording on a odd number.
We were going to record just the one show.
Oh my God.
Even if it was only like.
We would have done three shows tonight.
Even if it was only two. Yeah, no. Bullshit.
No.
Even if it was only 2 minutes, we thought about doing a.
I was hoping you guys would record without me, and a lot of people wanted to hear you guys without me, especially at the dinner.
Sorry.
We could still do it.
No, sometime. It's too late.
Oh no.
No, too late.
Recording equipment's here. Mm-mm. We totally are going to do one.
No. I'll shut down the website.
No, it took too long to get it up and running. You are not going to shut it
I'll
down.
I'll change the passwords.
Yeah, I would.
It's too late. I already got a password.
Oh fuck!
Just remember that when you want Brad to record, edit, post.
That's true. We're 15 minutes in. And we got a bunch of shit to talk about. What do you guys have going on this week?
Well, Brad's family comes tomorrow. What did we do last week though? That's probably more important.
I don't remember.
We didn't really do too much. It was just really busy with work and with cleaning.
We did a street fest yesterday too.
Yeah, Midsummer Fest wasn't here in our Saturday. Neighborhood, which was
crazy. We did that
crazy.
On Friday.
Did on Friday. Yeah, but his family comes tomorrow.
All 14,000.
14,000.
It's only like 13,000. Gosh, get it right.
Remember, Bradley James is one of five,
mm-hmm.
and all four are coming, plus the parents and plus a brother's wife.
You got all...
Someone just hit their head on the microphone.
That was
mine
like
stick out more than.
I just love how you do that whole like I'm laughing, but I'm putting my head forward and I'm
He's trying to pull the breath.
No, I was just thinking how funny it is that you guys have a lifetime supply of Cheerios in there.
Yeah,
yeah, because that's what.
So we shopped at Costco because first of all, his family. If we thought Mark was a picky eater,
listen, oh my God,
listener first, friend second, Mark. It has nothing like Bradley's family. They're afraid to eat anything. They only eat what
afraid.
They're...
Afraid.
Oh, I'm sure they would refuse. So the mama gave us a shopping list, especially because they're trying to do this on the cheap, because, you know, this is a big family to be flying here mm-hmm. and spending an entire week going to a baseball game, doing all that kind of fun Chicago stuff. Not cheap, you know. So our shopping list, you know, was like Cheerios, 1% milk, Fruity Pebbles, chicken nuggets...
I like Fruity Pebbles.
I do too.
They're but delicious.
I don't have those though. But of course, we got as much as we could at Costco because, mm-hmm. you know, bulk features some hungry people.
Mm-hmm.
But when you buy Cheerios in bulk, it's two giant boxes. And I swear one box is probably really two boxes of a normal
I'm
size.
I'm pretty sure it is. Right. So you guys are. Do they eat Cheerios? Is that like their name, like their main cereal?
And Fruity Pebbles. That's what they specifically asked for.
That's odd Cheerios. And you're going to get Fruity Pebbles too?
Yeah. Well, we eat Cheerios.
Oh, okay.
Granted, I prefer the multigrain, so the regular. But they will eat them.
Okay.
So yeah, so that's gonna be very exciting. So work is stressful, and now there's gonna be lots of people here. So it's going to be. Let's not. I'm probably going to kill someone at work at some point.
Mm. Well, that's. How are you gonna kill someone at work when you work from home?
Because I have a sharp, sharp tongue, Ricky.
Yeah, it's not really.
Oh.
It's not really what?
Jesus apparently thinks so, too. Did you hear him?
What isn't? What isn't? Really, what isn't, James, all right?
It's really not good on the bum.
He's got lesions on his
dick. It's not good on the bum. Nice, nice.
I might be getting a promotion at work.
Really?
Speaking about bum.
They approached me about a promotion at my job. I can't wait. I'm so excited.
I thought you were also going to be looking for a new job at the time of this time of year.
See, I was supposed to, but the hard part about this is where I work, they put a lot of money into my retirement account. Like, a lot.
And he spends his entire day on Twitter.
Oh, comment.
How dare you?
Dude, you posted today. Hey, I'm at work. Send me tweets.
I just happened to watch being... I just happened to be watching the MacCast Live WWDC 2012 live tweet while I was at work. That's how I knew there was new MacBook Pros, you guys. So remember that.
So why would he quit, even though it's a commute? Because he is online all day.
Actually, the commute isn't so bad now that Tony takes me to the train.
Of course it's not.
Why can't you take me to the train, Waylon?
Aww.
Because I'm still in bed when you leave.
It's true.
Tony gets out of bed for me.
It's not happening. Do you know how hard I fight for a parking place?
At 7 in the morning, there should be a bunch
of
empty ones.
You'll be totally getting...
No, it's not going to happen.
No. Sorry, Brad, James Leroy.
Rude.
Sorry.
We live like 3 blocks.
And yet you complain about walking
3 blocks from the train?
I don't complain. I just wish we were closer.
That is further than 3 blocks from the train.
It's
further than 3 blocks.
I know when it's hot, it's not close.
You're pulling a Josh right now.
No, I'm pulling a Bradley. Well, it's walkable. It's only 6 blocks. It's 1 train stop.
Right. Now, there are some times that I'm with James and I will not walk. I'm like, dude, that's literally like 10 miles, which is probably only like a mile, but
like it's literally whatever. Only 10 miles.
Right.
Whatever.
No, so that so it's going to be very interesting. We have 1 bathroom, and his family poops a lot.
But the nice thing is that 2 of them, and even 4 of them on Saturday night, are going to be downtown.
Yeah, no, it's going to be fun.
Out of the 13,000,
it's going to be entertaining. It's going to be interesting. We're definitely going to have stories to tell the next time we record.
I'm sure. So you guys should do a family cast.
No.
No. Okay.
I don't think they'd be down for that.
Though we did have to take the porn postcard that we got from...
Oh, no.
We had to take it down. We got from some minors. We got from some minors. We're going to give it to my brother for...
I was like, you're going to take it down? You just left it up there to see which family member notices
it. First.
And then you can give it to your 16-year-old brother. Here, for masturbatory material. Yeah.
He'd be like, hi.
Not says the girl, the blonde on the front, is not a team player.
She's not. She's like...
Except though your brother probably wouldn't like it as much because they're not in cosplay and it's not, you know,
they're not midgets like his girlfriend.
Oh.
First, okay, his brother is
he's taller than me.
Taller
he's 6'3", 6'4". Mm-hmm. His girlfriend's like 5'2".
And his aunt who lives with him literally starts singing Yellow Brick Road and things like that. when she sees them.
That's kind of sad.
Yeah. So anyway, so that's going to be fun. That's busy. I say let's hear some voices.
Okay.
Or are we going to do, what do we have ready?
I have an email ready from the website.
Do an email.
Why don't you do the email and I will get the voices.
Okay. So we have a message from our website, which means somebody went to the website and left us a message.
Oh my God, I love it. It works.
It's from RC Martinez.
Hello, RC.
Hey guys, I just wanted to drop a line letting you know I love the podcast. I heard your podcast on the shuttle, as the subject line says, and enjoyed it. Oh, let me read the subject line. Caught your podcast from the Bear Pride Shuffle.
The shuffle or the shuttle?
Shuttle. Did I say shuffle?
I said shuffle. I can't believe that someone actually listened to
Ink. I know. He was excited. He thought we were actually in the bus.
Several people
podcasting.
Did.
That's probably, what was that night? That was really good timing. Thursday? Friday. No. Friday.
When I came back home, I noticed that the ad of your show and hoped it was what I was listening to on my way to IML. It was. I totally listened to a couple of your shows today, and they helped with a day that was otherwise long and slow as fuck. I like the down-to-earth way you guys chat, and I got a laugh at the Ask an Expert. I get down to Chicago about 5 to 6 times a year and love it. It's good to hear about what people are up to down there. That was a little confusing.
Where's he from?
Wisconsin. Okay. Which he wants me to ask you guys, have you ever been to the Dane Cook Farmers Market in Wisconsin?
Dane Cook? As in the comedian?
Cook County, Dane County. No, Dane County. Sorry.
No.
Okay.
Nope.
Because he wants to send us some cheese.
Please.
From Wisconsin.
I will take some cheese.
It's called bread cheese. Have you ever heard of it?
Bread cheese? I have butter case. Yeah. Bread.
He says it's like cooked cheese, but then you slice it and you cook again and it like melts.
Oh, sounds good.
It's from Madison.
Madison, Wisconsin. Yeah. Okay.
I hope this isn't too long and boring. I am still catching up on the sleep lost over the long Memorial Day weekend.
We never complain that it's too long.
Never. I am looking forward to your next podcast. Fuck it. I'm looking forward to my next short Friday. Catching up on some sleep this weekend and listening to some of your older cast. You all have fun personalities.
We have recorded since Bear Pride.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I will say I would agree with him. The recovery period after it.
Yeah.
Was much longer than expected.
Yeah. on top of it, you have the post Bear Run blues, and then you have the whole post drinking.
And the kennel cough.
No, I didn't have that.
No kennel cough? That's good.
Not me.
What are you looking at me for?
You're bringing it up?
You're bringing it up? Please. If I even visited the kennel, I'd be in trouble.
Why would you need to visit? Everyone came to you at the information desk anyway.
That is true.
Except though, I guess we were kind of in the middle of it when Julie and I, who is a listener, held hands and skipped through the quote-unquote hospitality room.
It was hilarious. But it was before anybody got in there. So
except for there were people in the prepping room.
Yeah.
The staging room.
So it's like there's stage one where you're outside, you're hanging out with everyone. There's the pizza, there's the beer, everyone's chit-chatting, talking. And then there's stage two. And you're like trying to warm up to the whole.
The lights are dim.
Yeah, it's like chairs. Setting the mood. Mm-hmm. You get to see people go in, and you get to see the selection that goes in. Stage three, DeathCon 3. This shit is on. I'm going in. It's pitch black. And from what I heard, the second time they skipped around, Julian got almost nabbed by someone going.
Yes, our little Frenchman almost got kidnapped.
Oh no!
It masturbated.
Oh.
But we skipped right through and giggled.
And made it through.
Well,
I'm glad that you made it through.
Mm-hmm. That's what he said.
I've been text messaging with RC. That's what he goes by, his initials. You know, because we can text message with the FileMonkeys Google number.
Oh.
You can have it forwarded to your regular number and respond, and they don't get your real number.
But can you have it forwarded to multiple numbers? So it's only going to be you.
But it goes through the email. So if you guys read your email, it would go there and you could answer. So I've just been talking with him today. He said that he wanted me to guess if he was a holesies, halfsies, or nunsies.
We need to see pictures. Did he send you a picture? Of him.
He did not send a picture, but he is.
We won't guess Mexicano. Until we get.
I guessed already, and I was right.
What's his name?
Look
it up on Facebook.
Halsey.
Yeah. Do we have a voicemail we want to play now?
I can totally play a voicemail.
Ringling a ding! We've got a voicemail.
Voice?
I thought it was phone call.
It's phone call.
Phone call!
Phone call. Fucking phone
calls. Whatever. I pulled a Ricky.
Sorry, Ricky.
Welcome to Halsey's Half Season Aussies.
Aldies?
I have to pay a quarter. All right, here it is.
Hey, guys. This is Tom, a.k.a. the Ramble Redhead. Had to give you a quick call to say hello.
Hello.
I just want to say I am listening to your program, and I was just wondering, are you doing the same to my show? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Are you? Are you? Mm-hmm. Are you? Are you?
Should be. Are you?
Anyway, I just had to give you a quick call. I was shocked and appalled when you called the expert La 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 Lauren about uncut penises, which are yummy. But anyway, I was just shocked and appalled that you gentlemen have corrupted poor Lauren to where she talks about sexual things with past gentlemen callers. And I was shocked. What are you doing to that poor, wonderful, wonderful, beautiful Mark?
Girl, that girl, she was dirty before we even met her.
I was La 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 Lauren. Are you corrupting her? Are you corrupting her? Or has she always been this way?
Yes.
We want to know. But anyway, I love you guys. I think you guys are awesome. And I can't wait to see you. And I'm in Chicago again soon, hopefully. Maybe for Pride. Are you guys going to go to Pride? Are you going to go to Pride? Or at least in Las Vegas. Because I booked my tickets and my hotel.
Jesus Christ, Ramble.
There's still another 8 seconds.
I hope you guys are doing good. And you take care. And I'll talk to you later.
He totally fills out the name.
First of all, were you on like some caffeine?
He's always on crack.
Second of all, I'm glad that while listening to our show, he was wearing his granny panties. Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Because that's the only reason why you'd be concerned about Lauren.
Right. I'm sorry, Ramble. I don't listen to your show, but it's not because I don't want to. It's because I don't have time.
Yeah, I've been trying to. I have like my list of podcasts. Mm-hmm. I try to at least listen to a couple a month because I cannot listen while I'm at work because I'm on call nonstop.
I will also say that I'm also an equal opportunity non-listener. Sorry for anybody.
Well, my computer that has all my podcast lists on it is backed up. So I have not been able to hook up my phone and I don't even want to go to people's websites because I can't remember the names.
No, I got to listen to some new ones. Mm-hmm. I really enjoy the game night, guys, personally. But I do like to listen to Seder because I like to try to guess the...
I guess you guys are going to be teammates on a show.
Ah. I like to listen, try to play as his games.
Mm-hmm.
Can we call you?
He says he can outdo you.
I'm sure he can, but there's things that he can't outdo me when it comes to theater stuff, but he's older than me. He's experienced some of these.
So can we call you both Tony's Hoes?
Yes,
I think so.
I like it.
Yes, I had that on my calendar. It said Tony's.
I loved when you made some cute comment about hashtag provider, but used his real name of Tony,
right?
And then he fucking called you out. How dare you talk about the Tonys? You hate Broadway. You know nothing. Hashtag bandwagon, and you're like, hashtag provider's name is Tony.
Sorry.
I was like, ooh, Seder's getting...
I know, right? Testy.
But no, Ramble, James LeRoy Brad will be working during Pride.
During the first
Ricky,
half.
I'm sure, will be watching it somewhere, and I will be walking with the Great Lake Bears / the fetish folk of Touche.
If I scream your name and I'm like bouncing up and down, my boobs are shaking, will you come over and hug me still?
Ew.
Yes.
Okay. You should hold a Foul Monkey sign up, too.
So, speaking of boobs, I heard you want to do the naked bike ride next year.
No.
You tweeted that you were going to do it.
No,
I read the tweet to him.
I said I wanted to see it.
No, I read the tweet.
I did not say I was going to do the naked bike ride. Are you kidding me?
Bullshit.
I don't know.
I want to see the naked bike ride, not participate.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Oh my God, we're not even halfway done. We're at 28 minutes.
Whatever.
We're going to make a 40-minute show.
So anyway, yeah, so Ramble, we'll be around. Also, I'm sure, you'll probably be back in for Halsted Market Days. That's where we ran into you last year with one of the listeners.
Tommy. Yes.
With Tommy.
Tommy.
Timmy.
Timmy.
Timmy. Timmy. Timmy. Not Tommy. It's like Tommy. Timmy.
Timmy. We'll be around. We'll let everybody know on
like
the show.
Like a donut.
Because we'll record before Pride, right?
Okay, well, yeah, that's the end of the
okay.
Yeah, we're recording next two Wednesdays.
Okay, so we'll have more information, and I'll try to get some information for you guys if you want to come meet up and hang out with us, with all the cool kids.
Do we have another email?
Let's do another phone call, because we actually have four more. We can wait the last three to go on the next show.
Okay, do we only have one more voicemail?
I have another voicemail, but
and we have another... We have a few more. Two emails.
We have a few more, so
and
we can
two
end
reviews,
it with a voice.
Five-star reviews.
Let's do a voicemail and a review, and then we'll wrap it up.
Like a condom on a penis.
Please transfer me to the complaint department, please. Complaint department, this is Kathy Bacon. And I always go to my favorite podcast via the Big Fatty Online. And I could not find Foul Monkeys there. Yeah. I'm so angry, I can't even talk. Okay. How was I to know Big Ricky was Foul Monkeys? That's my complaint. I hope it can be resolved. Hello. All right. Going back to taking care of my bronchitis, I seriously do have it. As a matter of fact, aww, I have a... We're family, right?
Okay. Right.
Well, no, child. Sydney, I have to say it. She's appalled that I'm telling anybody this, so I'm not going to tell you goodbye.
What? Wow.
Her daughter was really upset and did not want her to tell us her medical condition. Well, she told me what it was, but I forgot what it is now. I think it was had to do with feminine parts.
Bacon's condition? Or Bacon Jr.?
No, Junior Bacon. Bacon Jr. was upset.
Bacon Bit.
Bacon Bit was upset that Bacon Mama was going to tell her
the bacon
ailment.
The child's ailment or Bacon's ailment?
So what the hell was she talking about with Big Fatty?
Because if you go to BigFattyOnline.com, mm-hmm, you can look for foul monkeys, but you will not see it because it's listed under Big Ricky.
Gotcha.
That's an old thing from back in the day. So maybe Big Fatty, if you're listening, you could maybe change it to foul monkeys or the new foul monkeys. And you have to do your hands like that too.
The new foul monkeys.
Which Big Fatty is so skinny. Well, not so skinny, but he's skinnier than he was last time.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of extra sex.
No. Extra. No, he's not doing any carbs. Which
is come a carb?
Is burning carbs when he has sex.
Right.
Yeah.
Is come a carb?
No.
I don't think there's really that many calories in it.
Is come a carb?
Okay, so we have a 5-star review. We don't have a song for that, right?
Yeah, we do.
No, just 1-star.
It's 1-star.
We can still do 1-star for 5-star because people like it.
Okay.
1-star review. But this is a 5-star.
Or 5. We could have just said 5-star review.
We could have went times 4. No, 5.
Or we're just going to win 5-star review.
All right. So it says, these guys are awesome. 5 stars.
Thank
Duh.
You.
From Jay Testerman.
In what voice are you reading, Jay Testerman? How does he sound?
Hmm.
I'm assuming it's a boy.
I'm not really good at voices.
I'm pulling it up. It's going to take me some time.
The review, too?
No, do the...
What review?
Just read this one, and he can do the voice of the second one.
I'll try to do a voice, but I'm not very good at this. I am not a voice
actor. I love it.
Do-ra.
An entertaining blend of humor and camaraderie.
Are you Lindsay?
Wait. Camaraderie. Y'all, I'm blonde. An entertaining blend of humor and camaraderie. That's not right.
Camaraderie.
Listening makes me feel like I'm catching up with good friends. I think everyone who sits near me at work finally got used to my stifled laughter. Period.
Or stifled.
Girl, get your shit together.
Stifled. Oh, it's getting hot in here now that the air conditioner's not on.
It sure is. And we're drinking wine, so...
Listeners, can we turn on the air conditioner? It's hot.
Second show is going to be a little backgroundy.
Right.
As we cool down.
Right.
Well, thanks for leaving the review.
That I could not.
No.
Was that it?
Yeah. Well, that was the first one.
I mean, that's
the that's it. That's it. Mm-hmm. So thank you, Jay Testerman.
I get the long one.
You get the long one.
I love it when it's long.
All right. So we have anything else to talk about?
I found something on Facebook that I kind of like. It's a picture of Stephen Colbert and Neil Patrick Harris when he was on the Colbert Report. And it's Stephen Colbert saying this to Neil Patrick Harris. He goes, "But you're also the biggest threat of all. You're a gay person I like. Your threat is that you make being gay seem non-threatening. It's almost as if your happiness does not take mine away."
I like
What's
that.
The picture look like?
It's just them sitting at a table.
Oh, okay.
There's no penises.
Well, they can't. Oh, look at all the notes that are showing up.
Oh my God, your phone calls. So yeah, so the next show, you can look forward to some more listener calls.
Yes.
Emails, another review.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be touching on the Tonys.
Tony. I have no clue.
And
I touch on the Tony.
Yeah, we know.
And yeah, I'm sure we got some other exciting things to tell you. So,
I think that's it. This is Ricky, or Halfsies.
This is Holsies.
And this is Waylon Nunsies.
Oh, vagina.
No, well, wouldn't Holsies be more like a vagina? Because of the
no, Holsies is with a W.
Because of flapping.
Holsies is with a W. All right, we're out of here.
Bye.
35 minutes. We gotta go. Bye.
Goodbye.